I truly care for you.
I do. You may call me a hate monger. You may say that I deserve to die. You may say that I'm an idiot and a bigot for telling you that there's only two genders. Something just so basic, right? There's only male chromosomes, female chromosomes, male bones, female bones, male muscles, female muscles. You can't just change one organ and declare yourself the separate gender, because that's not how it works. You'd have to get a bone change, chromosome change. The fact that people could be so deceived and so tricked is proof that Satan does exist. People say, you're so superstitious, Matt. You believe in the devil? The Bible says he walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The fact that you're making fun of Christianity and making fun of the Bible while buying into such huge lies proves that only Satan could deceive you that bad. That is proof that Satan does, in fact, trick people. And it's so sad because Aaron Ra, in this final clip that we saw, he said, if it's the Bible God that existed and I believed it, I'd have nothing to do with it. You know what that means? Larry, you hate God. You hate our Lord Jesus Christ. What is wrong with you? I mean, keep your hatred to yourself. You know, it's so hateful. He says, if there was a God, I wouldn't have anything to do with it. What if we were in a burning building, right? What if this building is crashing down right now? And we have a few seconds to get out the door. And the true person, the firefighter that wants to save you, is right outside that door. And he's saying, come on, I can get you out of here. And your family, I can get you all out. You say, no, I want nothing to do with you. You're the reason I'm in this building. And I'm not coming out. You keep your family there with you, too. You encourage your family to stay in a burning building as it's being burnt to a crisp. When they say, I will have nothing to do with Jesus, even if it is true, they're admitting that they would rather go to hell and their families go to hell with them. How hateful. But of course, we're the bigots, right? We're the hate mongers for telling them that they are something that they are. Look, I'm not going to refer to somebody as their preferred pronoun when they are not that thing that they're asking me to refer to them as. It would be a lie. They say, we're bigots. We're a bunch of bigots at Dinosaur Adventureland because we believe there's only two genders and we won't refer to people. We say there's only male and female. And they won't call me my preferred gender. Look, if you're a man, biologically, and you say you're a woman, I'm going to lie to you. I can't lie to you and say, well, you're a woman. Yeah, you changed. I can't enter into fantasy land like all of the other colleagues that you think care for you. Did you know that if any of you atheist YouTubers out there became a Christian, you know what will happen? All of your colleagues will disown you. Yet if somebody here became an atheist, we would still love them. We would actually hope that they come back. We would call them and ask if we could do something to help them. We love people. The love of Christ constraineth us to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know, they shouldn't refer to us as hate mongers for not accepting them for what they aren't. And why would they be mad at me for not accepting them when they couldn't accept who they were to begin with? Really let that sink in.